angels.
This morning's story is about 14-year-old Tristan Janssen from Fearin from Boksburg, energetic grade 9 student, and an outdoorsy kind of boy from what I can judge. This letter was written to us by his dad, Jan en sy vrou Michelle Janssen van Vier en in die atelier volgend, pa en ma van 14-jarige Tristan Janssen van Vier. Jan, is ons vir jou, dankie dat jy vir ons geskryf het môre.
Môre, Martin.
En Michelle, dankie dat jy ons ook kon join het vanoggend.
Baie dankie, môre.
So Jan, soos wat ek nou kan aflei, is hierdie laatie nogal actief, hè?
Ja, nee, kyk, is outgoing kind. Ja. Like alles wat extreme sport is. Ek meen, Travis Pastrana is sy hero. En hy sê net vir my wel, hy wil eendag net weer terug op sy baie klim, want ek meen, as Travis al sy been in sy liggaam kan gebreek, kan hy ook.
Dit is nou ook om jy hier is, volgend. Wat het gebeur?
Wel, Martin, ons het die oproep gekry, wel, my vrou Michelle het die oproep gekry van die school. Hulle het gesê, daar... Die kind het seer gekry.
Isn't that the worst phone call a parent can get?
It is.
Getting a phone call from the school at a time where you're not expecting a phone call from the school.
Exactly.
En dan sê hulle vir jou, die kind het seer gekry. Dan kry jy seker, ek het nie as 'n kind en ek kry 'n gevoel op my maag. Dis seker 'n verskriklike gevoel.
Ja, maar...
Of wat het julle gedink? Ons maar net, because he's quite active, so maybe he just fell. Whatever.
Of net 'n arm gebreek of iets.
Yes.
Jy weet nie hoe groot die buiteband nie. En, To
sê hulle dat het buitenband.
Ja, het tyre op het omgeval net. Toe sê Michelle, okay, sy bel my toe en ek sê vir, weet jy wat, ek dink jy moet miskien net school toe gaan, jy weet, gaan ons sal het so vat in het. Nou sit ek by die werk, ek dink, jy weet, what's happening, what's not happening in het, maar sy kom toe by die school en toe sit net ambulance in het en sy bel my, sy sê vir my, hulle gaan om airlift. Hy het eindelijk baie seer gekry. En dis toe ek nou, okay, ek's op pad, ek kom. Ek jaag toe deur na die hospitaal toe. Ek wag toe vir die helikopter om aan te kom. En ek het toe nog nie my kind gesien nie. Michelle het hom gesien, hy was al raai, hy het met hom gepraat en dit. Hy het om die helikopter gesit en het toe die helikopter land, toe is my kind sedated. Sy nek is gebruis, dis net pype en alles, en ek is soos, wat gaan aan?
What's happening?
En hulle wil nie, laat ek naby hom kom nie, want hulle wil hom so vinnig as moontlik in die trauma eenheid in kry. So ek stoe om hierdie kant in die hospitaal in, en eventually kry ek toe kans om by hom uit te kom. En die eerste ding wat hy net vir my sê, soos, Dad, ek's gekrash.
So what happened at school was, these boys were playing with one of these massive
Earth-moving tires.
How much does a thing like that weigh?
About between 300 to 400 kgs.
What?
Yeah. And Tristan's not the biggest oak.
He's a scroll 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
And they were playing with this thing.
Yeah, rolling it.
Rolling it.
Yeah. So there was about 9 of them.
Okay, I was just about to say, my goodness.
9 of them pushing it.
Pushing it, and it fell over onto him.
Yes, well, basically what happened is they pushed it to one side, and as the teacher came around the corner with the golf cart, everybody just let go, not knowing Tristan's on his own on that side.
Oh.
And the thing just collapsed on top of him.
Crushed. How bad are the injuries?
Okay, well, the back and bone, it's the pelvic, is broken on 3 places. The scrotum that's connected to the spine, that's broken straight through. Hulle sê letterlijk, like so glasbak wat in die helfte gebreek het. So, hy het skoon deurgebreek. Uterus pipe het van die blaas afgeskeer.
Oh no, ugh.
And C1 vertebra twisted. And C2 vertebra cracked.
Shame, man. So, and he was in hospital for a while, but he's at home now.
He's at home now.
He's no nobody else. He's in a rolstoel and at a walker.
Yes.
So he's trying his best to, obviously.
Yeah. Ry oor almal se tone.
And the one thing we hear often on Good Morning Angels is, you know, the question, are you prepared for things like this happening? And the answer is, no one ever really. Okay? You've got a medical aid.
Yes.
And it takes you that far.
Yes.
En as daar's goed wat bykom. Yes. Daar is goed vir die hele tyd. Ek neem nou maar aan, jylle moes nou, omdat jy nou in een rijstoel in die huis is. Naya, you've got to change the house. Did you have to...
Yeah. We had to change the bathroom.
Yeah. Die hele badkamer moes ons... Was die bad uitbreek en...
Medical aid doesn't pay for stuff
no,
like
no,
that.
No, they don't.
They don't.
That's the thing. It's, this is where the extra costs yes. come in.
Ek meen, toes Boetie, sy klein Boetie is ook toe nou siek.
Ach nee.
Vir die hele week.
Ja.
Yeah. En nou is die medische fonds uitgeput, so dis nou, ek meen, to give you an idea, that's out of $3,000, just getting him sorted.
Ja. Yeah. Ja.
And then infected his brother, Tristan. Oh, so now, Bob, did he cry Tristan to no bronchitis work?
Oh, don't tell me you probably had COVID along the way as well.
Oh, no, we had COVID 3 months ago. Oh, no, it's been just... there, done that.
Listen, it doesn't rain, it pours.
Yes.
And then Michelle Samar, ook nou nog in hospital.
Ach nee, lieve vader, toch. And for me, the significance is, and when you hear things like this happening to people that are so sporty and so active,
yes.
and it must be a you to the last fierce form om nie actief te wees.
Oh yeah, I
sien dit. Ek wil net weer terug wees waar ek was, en ek dink dis wat hom so druk. Ek meen die dokters het nie verwag dat hy so gou weer omself op die been gaan kry.
And something I love that you said when we spoke to you before this is the fact that he's become your hero.
Yeah, he's my idol. I never thought my kid will become my idol. I mean, Martin, I lay down in the bed, gespalk, and all that I've missed is, Dad, ek doen dit vir jou.
Ek sterk vir jou, Dad. Ons gaan nie deurkom.
Why does that make you emotional? Because you're supposed to be the guy that...
Because the way he looks up to me. I mean, he thinks the world of me and I can't do anything for him.
Well, you're here.
And I said, Dad, I told him, I said, Tristan, I fight for your job, yet you don't hear what the girls do.
That's how you got to us. You wrote a letter to Good Morning Angels. By the way, not just you. I think a lot of people reached out to us. I've seen a lot come in. To support you and your family, and I really do feel for you. That is a whole lot to deal with. You tried your utmost best, and you made contact with the Good Morning Angels. And I'm so happy that you are here this morning with us. Thanks. Firstly, on the line is someone called Dr. Mario Greiling. Dr. Mario, CEO of the Clayton Care Group. Good morning. Thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Morning, Martin and team. We're well, thank you very much. Morning, Jan and Michelle.
Morning, Doctor.
You're going to be our first angel this morning. What good news do you have for them?
Firstly, just to Jan and Michelle, just to say we were truly saddened when we learned about Tristan's accident and the severe injuries that he sustained. We sincerely hope that we can assist in his full recovery. As the Clayton Care Group, we are a company in the Long for Life stable. And we are excited about the opportunity to get involved in Tristan's rehabilitation. The Clayton Care Group focuses on the rehabilitation of what we call medical complex patients, amongst others. A medical complex patient is typically a patient with multiple injuries or diseases, and where one would look at an extended period of recovery, which is the case with Tristan. We do our rehabilitation through our two subacute facilities. We have one in Midstream called Care at Midstream, and we have one in Bellevue, Joburg, called Clayton House. Our proposal to Jan and Michelle is that we admit Tristan to our Clayton House facility. Once he is admitted to our facility, he'll be assessed by our multidisciplinary team. Now, our multidisciplinary team is headed by a doctor specializing in rehabilitation, and he's supported in the team by a physiotherapist, occupational therapist, dietitian, psychologist, social worker. We have a case manager, and in Tristan's case, we'll have a wound care specialist.
Sure.
Wow. Now, under the guidance of the therapy manager, the team will design a bespoke care plan for Tristan that will enable him to recover as best as possible and as speedy as possible. We'll ensure that he gets the equipment that is needed for his recovery and all the medical consumables, especially if we think of the wounds that he's got.
Sure.
We will also send one of our occupational therapists to your house to assist with optimal design of the planned changes at your home to accommodate Tristan's future needs. We're also aware that Tristan has school exams around the corner,
yes.
And we will try and find a balance between inpatient and outpatient care in order for him to concentrate on his studies and do as best as possible. By doing the above, we are confident that we can get Tristan back to his old self in no time.
Sure.
And we're very glad and see ourselves privileged to be involved and try and get Tristan up and going again. And that's an offer to you.
Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Doctor.
I cannot thank you so much. I don't know what to say.
Michelle, jy's ook emotioneel na al daai beautiful offers. Your angels, Dr. Mario, a love to your team and everything that you guys do at the Clayton Care Group. An amazing, amazing offer this morning and assistance. Really and truly, thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Martin, to you and your team, thank you for the opportunity. Jan and Michelle, all the best for the road ahead. Give our regards to Tristan, and we really look forward to meeting him soon. And we must definitely be in touch to get the ball rolling.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thanks, Doc.
Cheers, eh? Bye-bye.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
A sigh of relief there, let me tell you. Yeah. How's that?
Kijk hier. So klaar. Mm. Dis
massief.
Dit is.
Jy praat van die hele paar duisende rand per dag. Yes. En hulle gaan hom kyk. That is amazing. From Good Morning Angels side, we'd like to add 20,000.
Thank you.
Thank you, Martin.
Just to get the ball rolling, because there's been a lot in your life for the last while. And just to give you a little bit more breathing space and to take some pressure off.
Bye, Martin.
Well, luister, hopelijk volgende keer gaan we kijken, dan kom hy hier so
ingeloop.
Gebike, whatever. Sonder tyres. Asseblief.
Ja, kijkie.
Dankie dat jy geskryf het vir ons.
Baie dankie.
En ek sê altyd, ek kry die bal nie rol, maar jy is al klaar baie.
I think this is an
enormous step forward.
Yes, it is. Kijk, thank you so much.
Net op die pleisters, ek meen, dis tussen 12 tot 16 pleisters, a slag wat jy opsit.
En
twee keer a dag.
You see? And this team of experts, I mean, what a relief.
Ja,
what a pleasure.
Ons ook minder stress. Ons weet jy of ons die regte ding doen ooit nie.
Michelle, nou kan ek vir jou sê, soos ek nou na hierdie dokter luister, daai span van specialiste gaan hulle die regte ding doen. They're going to do all the right things and they're going to do it for you.
Awesome.
For free. So, thanks for popping in.
Liefde
vir Chris, vir Tristan en ek hoop jy het 'n beautiful Kersfees wat voor lê.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Cheers, julle hoor. Good job, Angels. Good job.
Jacarin FM's Good Morning Angels with Martin Bester.